You should probably grab.
In the 1930s, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt addressed the nation through a series of radio.
Is this you again?
Known as the Fireside Chat.
You do the rap.
His aim was to reassure the common man that our society would recover from its troubled times. But we're far from 1930, and I deal with a different kind of far. For
what happened?
For a layer of worldly frustration, we offer a fresh proposition.
What were you filming?
And these are the Fireside Chats.
That's not mine.
Ladies and fucking gentlemen, on a shitty winter night in San Diego,
whoa.
Greg Carlwood, I'm here with the man that I haven't seen in a while on the air.
Oh, what happened? Did you start and stop again? I want to keep that.
Why?
That is so funny.
If you're in San Diego and you want to see comedy, Gordon Downs is a guy to see.
Oh, yeah. I think your intro song really reminded me of Foster the People.
I don't know what that is.
It really did. The intro song, the one Foster the People song, it sounded so much like that, and it's great to be back.
The National Defense Authorization Act is on Obama's desk as we speak. I'm 3/4 into an amp, and my cat was pet of the day at the Turquoise Animal Hospital, so I'm feeling pretty fucking... I got mixed emotions, really, but...
You're not the only one.
What's new with you? How's...
Did you get that reference?
No, I didn't. Is that
it's a Rolling Stones reference.
Oh, okay.
You're not the only one. With mixed emotions.
Okay.
Not much, you know. Just been out there working a lot. The comedy show I host at the Till 2 Club is going to go weekly starting January 3rd. So every Tuesday night.
Oh, my God.
Can we get a visual of us? Are we doing a visual still?
It's there.
Is it there?
Do you need to see it?
I would like to. Is that bad? How do you normally do this? There we go.
Just like this.
All right.
And then I'm going to cut to things we talk about. Like if we were to talk about...
cheetahs.
Leopards tearing into people. I'll show some videos of leopards just ripping dudes up.
I was like, cheetahs.
Gordon, I brought you here tonight after the mad success of Ups and Downs, your album.
It's not the name of my album.
To talk to you about, do you know anything about this National Defense Authorization Act?
Are you talking about the Stop Online Piracy Act?
No, that's a different act.
If you're talking about the Stop Online Piracy Act, I don't know. I don't have anything to say about that. No, I don't know anything about politics or Obama.
You just divorced your culture, your society. You just don't care.
I didn't divorce it. There are things I care about. I watched Herman McCain give his resignation speech.
That was
funny. I don't know. I don't know. What were you talking about? This is a bill.
The truth is,
what is it about?
It's a war funding bill, defense budget bill, but in it, it says that now American citizens can be detained without trial indefinitely forever if the government decides that needs to happen. And they call the term I think that they use is global battlefield. They're fighting on a global battlefield.
I would use a different term. I would use the term shit out of luck. Yes, that's what you're going to do, man.
If you don't know about these things, what does Gordon Downs look up on the internet? Downs is killing time, smoking a bowl, getting online, where is he going?
I go to Twitter. I follow Volleyball Shorts at Twitter. It's a great Twitter account posting nothing but pictures of people in volleyball shorts.
Badass.
I follow... I'm friends with Badass Jewelry on Facebook.
Gotta keep up with that. I've
been known to, ever since Heavy D died, I've been a constant visitor to
Gravesite.
No, to allaccesshiphop.com. So there you go. Can I take this home with me?
Please. Please do.
There you are. You're going to be right there at the bottom of the screen like a watermark.
That's great.
This is why I don't follow politics, Greg. And that's because you know how they say live every day like it's your last day on Earth?
Yes.
I don't want my last day on Earth to be spent going over politics.
Interesting.
That's just me, though, man. I mean, I do read Newsweek. I like the quote section.
You know, I think about this time we'll just play a clip from your latest work. After that, after the commercial.
Can you Okay, now do you see what just happened on the Higher Side Chats? SDG&E just got branded on your fucking podcast. Well, I hope you're happy. These are the people. These are the people that caused the blackout several months ago.
Did they cause the blackout?
Yeah, they did that on purpose. Am I supposed to shit in a cup right now or something?
I like to play or be treated as a baby.
Hi, puppy.
Just to get the love.
My gut looks like the side of that woman's back.
Just go back to a time when you're caring for 1 or 2 years.
That looked like my gut. My stomach looked like her rear back breast.
No, but dude, isn't this ridiculous? Stanley Thornton.
I don't know. It's ridiculous if he's taking Lipitor. If he's not, he calls himself an if he's got good cholesterol, then I say everything's okay with what he's doing.
With being a doll baby, I've had
he's like, living every day. Like,
and,
that,
and if that's full of piss, then yeah, there's something wrong with that.
Dreams are coming true. Others that are
just can we turn his vocals down a little bit? Can you get on that? Can you get on that, Paul Schaefer? Yeah, I feel like Rob Dyrdek, and you're the black guy. you're the black guy who does all the video work on his new show.
I haven't seen his new show.
You need to stop watching shit like this.
Stop
that is a great Muppet. Holy shit!
Miss Piggy is showing her age.
I don't think. No, that's more like the Dark Crystal.
So you don't give a shit about anything that's happening in the
I'll
world.
Tell you what I give a shit about.
Yeah.
My Tell 2 comedy show every Tuesday night. It's actually, we're rebranding it. It's taking place at the Tell 2 Club every Tuesday, 9 p.m., starting in January, but it's called, I think we're going to call it Fully Loaded Comedy.
Really?
Yeah.
How many comedy shows in this country do you think are called Fully Loaded?
I've actually Googled it. So far, none.
7.
Oh, really? No, there's none. We've Googled it. But if you can find
fully loaded, huh?
If you can find one,
what does that say about the comedy show itself?
That the comics and the audience are drunk, and that we're like a sandwich with all the fixings.
And you can just go off at any time and kill someone.
Yeah.
That's
can you
what
put
I'd say
can you put me. On another video right now?
Yeah.
Let's put on a video. Can you put on the pizza party commercial?
Sure.
I shouldn't have touched my nose because I pet your animals earlier.
Oh.
And now I feel very congested. Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is the game.
Pizza party.
Fuck yeah, I had this game. Oh, shit.
Hey, look here. There's a brand new game. Pizza party. That's the name. You make a pizza, as you can see, with onions, mushrooms, or pepperoni. You could lose if you have to switch, so you'd better be sharp.
It's nothing like,
this is back in the
Crossfire,
day,
though.
We didn't have the internet.
You know that Crossfire commercial? I had a friend who, for the longest time, thought they were saying, Crossfire, you'll get caught up in love. And he didn't get it. He couldn't figure out why two guys were shooting marbles at each other. And that's the
Crossfire.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Get caught up in love.
You'll get caught up in the.
Think about how that would fuck up your sexuality.
You'll get caught up in the. Yeah, he said you'll get. He instead of him hearing you'll get caught up in the crossfire, he said you'll get caught up in love. That sounds like your friend has problems with his sexual identity. Can I get a copy of this for my reel?
Yeah, please. I'm
trying to go out for the real world next year.
Did you know the real world was filming in San Diego like 6 months ago?
I ate all your pets.
That's fine.
They actually wrapped, and they even had the reunion show.
Really? Yeah. Has the season aired?
Yes.
Did anything? Do you know of any? You're on the pulse of San Diego.
My finger is on the pulse of what's happening in San Diego.
So what happened? Was there any major stories as a result of them being in town?
I think Domino's Pizza and PB and Bird Rock no longer delivers to white people as a result of the real world coming to San Diego. That's it, though. So, yeah, scoop on that.
Oh, here it is.
U.S. soldiers attacked by sheep.
If you love animals and you are proud American.
No, I don't want to see this. Oh, wait. Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
We sound like we're doing the show at gunpoint.
What do you mean? Like a shotgun?
I mean, we...
Like a shotgun wedding?
Exactly. We are acting like we don't want to do this.
We were doing great until you showed the animals getting beat.
Did that change the vibe? how do you feel about vibes?
I think... How about this? Can you put on R. Kelly, You've Got That Vibe? Yeah. That's good right there.
Tell us a little bit about the way you live your life.
I what's yours is mine. That's what I... That's it. That's it. That's my philosophy. What's yours is mine.
Like, he's spoken like a true capitalist.
And then I need,
I think that's probably going to sound annoying.
I need to get
to the four people listening.
I need like a solid 8 hours of sleep every night in order to function regularly throughout the day.
Don't swim after you.
So I like to get a good night's sleep, make sure to brush your teeth. And then what's yours is mine, you know.
What's yours is mine. That's cute. Would you
that
be...
That is honestly how I feel about most things.
Would it be
don't
okay?
Don't do that.
Don't do what? Turn it off?
Turn it back up all the way.
I don't think
a little bit more. Just a little bit more for like a couple of seconds. And then you can stop it.
Would it be okay...
Wait, hang on. Shh.
Go ahead. We had
it. Would it be okay?
That's the
what?
Hook. That's
would it
the
be
hook.
Okay what?
Would it be okay if I nicknamed you Goto Faggins?
Go Jesus Christ! What was that?
Goto Faggins.
Goto Faggins. I don't know.
Haven't you ever seen Star Wars?
Star Wars.
That's a guy from Star Wars, I think.
Goto,
let's talk about the moment Jesus where Christ. You decided.
I don't understand.
To be a
I don't
comic.
Understand where that thing is derived from. I understand. It's part Lord of the Rings and then...
Frodo Baggins.
So yeah, it's Lord of the Rings, but you've morphed it into some sort of...
Bilbo Baggins.
With some sort of... You put fag in there, though. The word fag is derogatory. And
really?
I don't want to be associated with that sort of...
With gays? I know you hate gays.
I don't want to be related to the derogatory usage of anything, especially in a public forum, so...
You're a pretty positive guy.
I'm going to have to say I don't like the nickname, but you can always call me whatever you like.
Thanks.
Deep down in your black racist heart. I ate all your Pez.
I had a kid with Down syndrome on last week, and the show went exactly like this. Almost word for word.
Dude, was he talking about aliens and stuff?
No, but we should.
Was he talking about aliens?
I posted a video about aliens, and you seemed to get upset about it.
What was it?
It was an alien that was caught on camera in
Brazil. What did I put?
You said it was bullshit, and it wasn't real.
Is that my exact quote? Can we bring a screenshot of my quote?
No, you said this in person. I was a little taken aback.
The one thing I can say about aliens is that if they do come around, because they're out there,
you make them build something.
You want to leave glasses of water all over your house because that's the one way you're going to be able to kill them. Do you have any spice? Can we smoke some spice?
What the fuck is spice?
Let me see that right there.
Spice is that fake
Let me
weed,
see that
man.
Right there.
No, this is...
Let me just see that right there. Thank you.
Plots.
Spice, everyone. Oh, yeah. This is going to be a good show. Listen, there's nothing wrong with sniffing air duster once in a while.
No, you know what's funny, actually, is I was at Walmart, and I got carded for air duster. And I was like, really, carded? And she goes, yeah, well, these things can be misused. And I said, yeah, but what does that have to do with my age? That is nothing, you know.
And then she said, because you look like a faggot.
No, and then her head exploded, and she was saved from her shitty job at Walmart.
She said, get out of here, you coloreds.
Yeah.
And you were like, I'm not colored.
Are you going to start fucking carding for hammers because you could bash someone's head in with it? Or are you going to start carding for...
That's actually not a bad idea, Craig.
Right.
You might want
to
get some...
17-year-olds shouldn't be able to buy anything, ever.
You might want to get some legislation written up about that. Do you mind if I take a picture of you for my blog? You would be a good AM DJ radio.
You're on the Wild and Wacky Higher Side Chat Show. Gordon Downs, what's it like to tell jokes for a living?
I was going to say, you're like...
Whoa! That is crazy!
Oh, God. No, I was going to say, you're like...
How long are you in town for, Gordon?
You'd be a good AM DJ radio sidekick.
This is a commercial that's currently running on MTV right now. What do you think? Nazi Germany?
Do we see some titties? Are they going to rape those chicks?
I assume so.
This is one of the best commercials. Is this that movie Them with Roddy Piper?
No, this is the commercial for Schindler's List.
The Holocaust happened to people like us think.mtv. It's only got 8,000 hits.
Yeah, I know. It's weak.
It's been up since 2007. What the fuck?
It has? No, it's been up 2011, Dick. 2011.
Let me ask you this right now, though. Does that commercial upset you?
Does it upset me? No. I think it's preconditioned programming.
Did it upset you that everyone in that commercial was dressed from Old Navy?
That upset me.
Well, no. I mean, I think what they're trying to say is that the Jewish people that were the victims of the Holocaust were living their lives like normal Americans and Canadians.
Yeah, next thing they know, they're fucked.
That's the thing, though.
That's what they're trying to tell us, dog.
I think the infrastructure...
When you get dragged to a work camp, then you can start talking about not giving a shit about politics. And then they'll whip the fuck out of you.
Jesus Christ.
And your life will be just as bad as mine.
Exactly. But the years leading up to that.
You won't have that stress and
anxiety. I will not have worried about politics.
I'll know what's going on, though, man. I'm going to stop this
You'll
shit.
Know why. You
I'm out there occupying, trying to stop this shit.
Occupy your apartment.
I got two cardboard signs.
Well, here's the thing, though. I think what that's just trying to say is that, hey...
Trying to say, watch out. Watch out, nigga.
Jesus Christ. Be thankful for what you have. And
it's really trying to say, what would Jesus do?
I don't know. He probably wouldn't watch MTV, I don't think.
No, he probably wouldn't.
He'd probably be on it.
He probably wouldn't bash that sheep's head in either.
He would have his own show. He would have his own show called Jesus and Pals, and it would be on Comedy Central.
He obviously was a bit of an egomaniac.
Yeah, he needed all those guys to make him feel like a man.
Do you think Jesus and Mary Magdalene were married? Do you think Jesus was a real guy?
I think he was real, but I don't think he was religious. I think he was more like a magician, like a gilder.
David Blaine.
You know what I mean? No. I mean, like an old school, like back then. You know how they had like musicians and you know what I mean? I really do. I think he was like a magician / grifter where he could do shit like sleight of hand. And then he'd be like, hey. And then people would be like, holy shit.
And he was just a snake oil salesman.
Kind of, to a certain degree. I mean, I think he was passionate, but I also think he was very delusional. So I think he believed that he was the son of God because his mother didn't know his dad. But in reality...
That's
just a story. That's so you're saying, okay, so you're saying Jesus is black. That's great. So, no, I mean, that's what I believe. I mean, she told
him. He was poor, right?
She told him. I think everyone was poor back then. She told him that his father Joseph was his stepfather, and that his dad is God.
I know.
And I was like, holy shit, that's not what happened.
So you think that that's just one little white lie started
that off? Enabled Jesus to start a career in grifting.
Grifting? I don't even know what that is.
Grifting?
Yeah.
That's like being a con artist.
Oh, okay.
You're on the grift. You know what I mean?
Gordon, how the fuck are we going to fix the world right now?
I think we got to elect the right officials. We rebuild the infrastructure. And we teach the children how to read. And also, sustainable agriculture.
Well,
that's about
Monsanto's
it.
Monsanto's working on that for us.
What?
Monsanto's working on that for us.
That's so good. Thank God.
You don't know anything about Monsanto? God damn it.
I'm sorry. I wasn't briefed on the...
This is what happens when people grow up in San Diego. I'm not kidding.
I didn't grow up here.
Yeah, you did. And anyone else I know who grew up here doesn't give a fuck about any of this stuff.
I follow certain things, but...
Like the fucking wave height?
Jesus Christ.
Surf.
I think you know me better than that. I don't surf. I don't surf. I don't go to the beach much. This is the closest I've been to the beach.
What? With that body?
Jesus Christ. So no, I'm sorry. I don't know what Monsanto is or who he is.
Monsanto, man, is a giant corporation that's working in agriculture.
I think it's great that you know and that you're not smug about it, though.
No.
I think that's the one thing that people will get from this podcast. He's real humble about his knowledge of politics.
Dude, I don't know shit. I just compared to you.
Newt Gingrich?
Yeah.
Huh? Maybe you heard of a little someone called...
Newt Gingrich. No, but let me
You're
tell
a you, regular dude. George Stephanopoulos.
Sir. honestly, though, you must have heard about the Supreme Court case where a company was allowed to patent genetically modified seeds.
I thought you were going to invite me here to talk about how you didn't like how black people could marry white people. Because that's the email I got.
We're getting there.
That's the
email. This is all going to come full
that's
circle.
That's the
I
email
promise.
I got. And you said, can you make that funny? And I said, you know what? It's worth a shot. I got nothing else to do.
As long as you got cupcakes and sunshine.
I'm going to be by the beach anyways because I need to check the wave heights.
So... what kind of life is that? Loving animals yet being highly sensitive to them.
I am allergic.
That's got to be torture. That's
no. I mean,
it's like waking up. It's like being waterboarded every day.
Not really. I don't.
It's
really,
hell on earth.
I'm not in contact with animals every day.
Is that your karma for fucking kids?
Jesus Christ! I'm not in contact with animals every day. Very rarely
communicate.
When I see them, I'm like, hey, what's up? Can I pet you? And some of them will be like, get away from me.
And then your eyes puff up.
And then someone will be like, oh, yeah, you can hang
your
out.
Your lungs close.
No, I just, my nose gets stuffy and then runny and then my eyes get itchy.
I'm kind of being an asshole
you're
to
very,
you.
You're very sensitive today. Yeah, I know. Are you all right? Are you menstruating?
I woke up drunk. It might, you know.
Did you wake up with blood coming out of the tip of your dick? And you're like, oh, it's going to be one of those days.
Yep.
One of those menstruation days. It's so nice outside. Let's do a little plug right now. Let's do a little teaser.
For what?
This weekend.
What's this weekend?
There's a KKK rally in Santee that they want you to do your podcast from.
Nice. So really, man, what was your last shitty job that you hated that you were like, man, you know, I want to live my dream, but I got to pay the bills. And maybe this life is going to be just bullshit job after bullshit job, you know. But tell me about that time in your life. Inspire me.
I think I was the last shitty job I had was working at a furniture store. I mean, that was actually all right because I could smoke weed and like kind of decent hours and shit, you know. I worked at a call center.
Me too.
That was pretty bad.
What were you during those days? How old were you then?
I was 37.
Have you Did you start comedy when you were doing that? Had you started comedy?
No, I hadn't started yet.
You just had
dreams. I didn't start till I was 45. I was one of the creators for Zumba workouts. So I really had my career set for me. I was on a path that was already chosen. And then I said, you know what? Health isn't it. I want to do stand-up. I want out of this. I want out of the Zumba. And they said, all right, we're going to pay you $5,000 and you can leave Zumba. But you give us all rights for future Zumba merchandise. And I said, I said, you guys can have it, all right? I don't fucking, this is never going to get off the ground.
I got more ideas in this fucking bag.
Do you think anyone is going to give a shit about losing weight by dancing? This was just something I did for fun.
And then you went on.
And then I tried the open mic then, and that's when I started. Yeah. After a brief stint as a writer for Perfect Strangers in the last season.
Well, Gordon.
It was great.
It was awesome.
I had fun.
Awesome to see you. I'm glad one of us did.
I always love talking into a microphone. I'm sorry that I couldn't. I'm sorry I didn't know anything about politics, too.
I don't care if you know anything about politics. You never. Here's the thing about you.
I don't bring you flowers anymore.
I like you. Don't think I don't like you.
You got to click on that.
But you don't give me any serious answer to anything.
I don't have any really serious opinions on politics.
I want to know the man inside.
This is it.
The man inside the show.
I'm a joker.
You're a midnight toker.
How come it's not playing?
Because I'm not pressing play yet.
Oh.
I'm trying to. This is an intervention. About you getting in tune with your thoughts and feelings.
I thought this is what we were going to do. I was just kind of hang out and talk.
This is what you thought we were going to do?
I didn't know you were going to get hostile.
You thought we were going to do this and you showed up?
I didn't know you were going to get hostile when I didn't know.
If I thought we were going to do this, I wouldn't be here.
I didn't know what to say about your political questions. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm really sorry. I don't.
I like you.
Okay, thanks.
I've liked the banter.
Thank you.
This has been another episode of the Higher Side Chats. Gordon, what do you want people to know?
White power.
Where can they see you?
Every Tuesday night at the Till 2 Club, 4746 El Cajon Boulevard, starting Tuesday night.
Wow.
It's a very racist show, so your listeners will love it.
Yes, they will.
I just did the harmonica part.
Nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark straight light in the end.
Is this before it was okay to be openly gay?
No, they both have hot chick girlfriends.
Yeah, that's believable.
That's his cousin from Small Island.
Yeah, Michelle Bachman's husband has a wife, too. Doesn't mean shit.
You remind me of, like, Ross Perot and the conspiracy theorist. I'll tell you.
Was he a conspiracy theorist?
I don't think you get that reference. Yeah.
Folks. This has been another episode of the Higher Side Chats. I'm Greg Carlwood. That's Gordon Downs. Don't drink the water. There's fluoride in it. See you next week. Nothing gonna stop me now.